Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Христос воскресе! Воістину воскресе! Christ is risen! Indeed, he is risen! Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. Today is Thomas Sunday, still part of the Paschal season, and we start today's program with a Christos Voskrese. Tomorrow, the 24th of April, we commemorate and celebrate two very special birthdays. The first one is for my son, Nicholas Paloka, who is going to be 20 years old. It's kind of hard to believe he's going to be 20. And the other one is our national awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich, who was born April 24th, 1803, in the village of Topolya. Born into a family of priests, he was educated in Košice and the theological seminary in Užhorod, and after ordination as a Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in the eparchy of Prešov. He later served as parish priest in the remote villages of Khmelova, which is today called Komlosha, and Beloveja. Father Duchnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon, and it was Father Duchnovich who is to become the central figure in the Russian National Awakening. In 1850, Father Duchnovich established the first Russian cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Russian literary anthologies, issued annually and entitled «Pozdravlenie Rusino». The anthology for 1851 included his poem, Vruchanie, whose opening lines, I am, was, and will remain a Rusyn, Я Русин был, есм и буду, were to become the national credo of all Russians. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnowicz attempted to consolidate Russian national forces by creating new cultural organizations. These met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Russian patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part, Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined toward the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a Hungarian political nation. Soon after his death in 1865, Duchnowicz was considered the father and national symbol of the Russian people. After World War I, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnowicz, and statues and busts were erected in his honor. During the four decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnowicz as an acceptable, progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went virtually unmentioned, however, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. So happy birthday to my son, Nicholas Alexander Poloka. Notice he has that middle name, Alexander. And happy 214th birthday to Father Alexander Duchnowicz. Next we have Я Русин был, есмь и буду from the 1851 anthology and his poem called Вручание. Happy birthday, Nick and Alexander Duchnowicz.
Я Русин был, есмь и буду. Сестры и братья,
Your health is important. It's not just important for you, but also those who love you the most. That's why we want to tell you about WMC PA Physicians. The primary goal at WMC PA Physicians is to make that trip to the doctor's office as easy as possible. They've put great doctors right in your neighborhood. No need to travel and deal with traffic and parking. Their offices in Robinson Township, Imperial, and McDonald are just minutes away from you. WMC PA Physicians have primary care, internal medicine, gynecology, and even pediatrics. If it's a specialist you need, they have that too. WMC PA Physicians takes most insurance and are accepting new patients of all ages. Call them at area code 412-505-8171 to schedule your appointment today. That's WMC PA Physicians at area code 412-505-8171. Again, that's 412-505-8171. WMC PA Physicians, caring for you at every stage of life. Ukrainian Historical and Educational Center will present a genealogy workshop, Rediscovering Your Family Stories. This will take place on Saturday, May 6th, from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club, located 302 Mansfield Boulevard in Carnegie. Informative talks, answers to your questions from recognized experts, time to network with fellow genealogists, as well as breakfast and lunch, all for just $55. So to register for the Ukrainian Historical and Educational Center's genealogy workshop on Saturday, May 6th, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club in Carnegie, please call area code 732-356-0132.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. GCU for life. Building for your future. Working hand in hand. GCU for life. GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to GCUUSA.com. GCU GCUSA.com or give them a call, toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. This year, the Sisters of St. Basil are again inviting volunteers to come to Western Ukraine this summer and teach English to middle school children at their one-week English catechetical day camps. Last summer, 15 American volunteers spent time at the four camps for over 200 children. This year's three summer camps will be held in Mukachevo, May 28th through June 3rd, Rudno, June 4th through 10th, and Zhytomyr, June 11th through 15th. Meals and lodging will be provided by Sisters of St. Basil in their beautiful monasteries. Michael Harriton, a volunteer and professional photographer, produced a video presentation of last year's camps, which you can see at these churches following their Sunday morning liturgies. April 30th, St. George's in Northside, and May 7th, Holy Family Shrine in Washington, D.C. A special added presentation will show Harriton's private tour of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster site and the abandoned town of Pripyat, and highlighting the after effects of radiation in children 30 years after, cared for by the Sisters of St. Basil. No reservations are required, so come and see this heartwarming presentation of this year's English Catechetical Summer Camps hosted by the Sisters of St. Basil. For more information, please contact Sister Anne Leschuk at area code 412-260-1607. 412-260-1607.
Para stari so spluhom na koču, polnoho šerca na poljo ruši, za orac brazdu, že mi bačvanskej, šte se i radost noši vonu duši. Ruki žuljavi, tvardi i mocni, zašeju plodnu rodnu čarnicu, po tvari starej, iz ranca venej, ljem kapti znoju čurja po licu. Bože, začuvaj parasta, široki polja joho rodni, od ljadu, suši i šitskih horotov, pohranj ho Bože blagorodni. Bože, začuvaj parasta, široki polja joho rodni, od ljadu, suši i šitskih horotov, pohranj ho Bože blagorodni. Kiži pred njej obraz na mure, molitvi velji pred njim i modlji, njedelju každu perši u crkvi, stihaše stari paras pomodlji. A već v čas rano pod svoj porihta, konji zapragnje i stiha ruši, u dumkoh joho šeljem robota, po paras ruski šem robit muši. Bože, začuvaj parasta, molitvu ščiru vam posila.
Happy birthday wishes go out again to my son, Nicholas Poloka, who will be 20 tomorrow on the 24th of April. And we also commemorate the 214th anniversary of the birth of our National Awakener, Father Alexander Dufnovich. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And as we leave you today with Ne zabivaj svoj predkiu, do not forget who came before you. I want to thank you for joining me today and invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming online during broadcast time at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tijden and Christos voskrese, voistinu voskrese, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. We'll see you all next week.
Srdečku tuliva, ko
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!